In this episode of the Fresh Approach podcast, we're talking about what to do about holiday fears. Oh no, it's December! Why some weight loss surgery friends told me they weren't ready for accountability. How to keep your weight loss surgery plans sweet, simple, and sustainable during the holidays, and how to set a holiday intention, and why this can make a profound impact on your weight loss surgery journey, and what I think about the pouch reset. So let's get started. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. What you're about to hear is the recording of the Facebook Live I did just a couple days ago on my Facebook page. And because it was bursting, bursting with so much good stuff, I want to make sure that you didn't miss out. Now, of course, if you'd rather watch the video, I'm including a link in episode notes, and then you can see me too. One more thing, the audio isn't quite as clear as usual, but I still encourage you to stay tuned. Again, so much good stuff. All right, here we go.
All right, we're live. Hey, it's Mary. If you are joining me live today, thank you for taking the time. And if you're watching this later, I think we're going to get into some good stuff that I've been hearing back from you. And thank you for your emails. And if I didn't get to your particular question or comment in this live broadcast, I'm going to reply to you. Or maybe I'll post in the Fresh Approach Facebook too, so everyone can get the benefit of my answer to you. All right. I won't be specific. I'm not going to use your name, just like I'm not going to use the names during this broadcast. But let's share with everybody, you know, sort of what's going on. Because like I say in the Fresh Approach podcast, I really think that what we're going through, even though the details and the specifics may be very unique to us in our situation, the bigger picture, the more general look at it, is that we're not alone in our struggles and our challenges, all right? And today we're talking about holiday challenges. And the last thing that I want, what I kept on hearing, and if you see me do this, I'm looking at my notes, I don't want to forget anything. One of the big things I kept hearing was, oh my gosh, I blew it during Thanksgiving. I stuffed myself. It was an eating frenzy. I forgot to drink water, forgot to take my vitamins. People forget to pack their vitamins when they go on vacation a lot. You guys, we've got to have a list, all right? But we're going to work on that. But the last thing we want is for your experience, if it wasn't one that you're feeling really good about that happened over Thanksgiving, to roll into the month of December for Hanukkah and Christmas and all the other, you know, celebrations that we have during this time, so that you're scared or that you're, screw it, I've lost the whole month of December. We don't want that either, all right? We want you to take the very best care of yourself that you can without being overwhelmed. So that's what we're going to talk about. So let's not take what happened at Thanksgiving and make it crazy for December, make ourselves crazy, but instead, what did we learn from that? And when I say, what did we learn from that, please, this is not going to be any of the, well, I learned that I don't have any self-discipline, or I learned that I don't have any willpower or self-control. That's not what I'm looking for. And my clients know when you, first of all, when you make statements like that, I'm not going to let you do that, because we don't need to attack ourselves when we're trying to take care of ourselves, because that doesn't lead anywhere good. One caveat to that. People can sometimes sustain for a little while a workout plan or an exercise regimen when they are beating themselves up, but it's not sustainable. So again, I say to you, this is not about you beating yourself up. And if you beat yourself up hard enough, you're going to make yourself do it. You're going to make yourself have self-control. That might work for a little while. Heck, that might work all of December. But how are you going to feel about yourself in January? Because it's not sustainable, right? So believe that. So this is about then getting clear on what specifically did you not feel really good about during the Thanksgiving holidays, and what then can you change about that? Was it when you were busy preparing because you were making dinner? Was it that you were tasting everything while you were making dinner? Was it that you were with family and friends who were like, come on, Sheila, go ahead and just have someone? You're like, ah, peer pressure, that doesn't feel really good. Was it that you had planned on doing some exercise, but hanging out with family and friends, they're like, oh, Sheila, you can just put that off. You know, it's a holiday week. Just, you know, work out next week. What was it that you didn't feel good about that you can take that information and get clear on what, not just what you didn't feel good about, but then looking back and say, what were the details around that situation? What led up to that choice that I made, that I didn't go for the walk, or that I didn't pack my vitamins, or that I chose to go ahead and eat or drink a bunch of alcohol that I hadn't planned on? What led to that? And how can that inform you for the rest of December? All right, that's what you want to do. You don't want to look at Thanksgiving and say, it's horrible, or what do I do? Here's what you do. You get clear. I always say, you get clear. This takes time. And I'm going to tell you, don't do this in your head. It's not going to work if you just think about it. This is about maybe choosing 3 to 5 things that you wish would have gone better for yourself over the Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving week, the actual day, the weekend after, and writing that down. And so what? Why did I make that choice? What happened? Why was I drinking all that champagne? Or why was I up at 10 o'clock with everybody else on Thanksgiving night having a second piece of pumpkin pie when I knew that the one I had during the day was enough? What was the situation around that? That's what you want to get clear on. So you are informing yourself, right? Like they say, no situation is ever lost or is ever for nothing. It's for something. It's to inform you and to educate you as you move into the holidays in December, right? So that's number one. Number two, all right. So I have a group going on right now, and I've got some crazy hair. I don't think I'm gonna be able to fix that, so we're just gonna let that go. So I have a group going on right now. Don't just survive the holidays, thrive through the holidays, all right? And we're meeting, and I'm learning so much from all of you, and thanks for being with me. Here's what I didn't expect, because as I had said, this is the first time that I was doing small group coaching and accountability and support in small groups. And what I heard from some people after, they said, Mary, I really wanted to join that. And again, I was really surprised by this. I didn't think of it. And that's when I would say, I learned so much from you too. I didn't want to be held accountable during the holidays. And at first I'm like, wait, what? Don't we all know? And one woman, I emailed her back and I asked, I just wanted to hear more about it. And she said, look, she said, I already know I'm not doing well. And as much as I can say that I really want to start to do better in December, she goes, I just feel like that's a bad time for me to try and start this. And so the last thing I want is people pointing out to me that I'm not doing well. And while we're not really doing that, we're not pointing out, hey, you did this or you didn't do that. What we are doing in the group is committing to small things, because we know it's a very busy time of year. But everybody in the group, including myself, we're committing to small things that are still very meaningful. It can still have a big impact on how we take care of ourselves during the holidays. It's thriving through the holidays, not just surviving. But I really understood it when I got these emails, and specifically when I asked for one person to just say more about that. And she just said, I want to do it, but I didn't want to put myself in that position. She thought it would make her feel worse about herself, because in the end, she said it just wasn't a good time for her to commit to taking actions. So I understand that. And I let her know, and I've let some people know in the Fresh Approach group also, we're doing this again in January. So if you didn't have the opportunity to spend time with us in December, whether it's because spots already filled up or because it wasn't a good time for you to begin with accountability and to make commitments to yourself, that's okay. We're going to do it again in January. And I'll be giving more information on that. But that was really interesting. I hadn't thought about that. And it turns out that if you were thinking that, you weren't alone either. All right. What else are we going to talk about? Okay. This sort of rolls into it. So questions, emails I got, comments about what they wanted to hear about in this live were, I want a list of things. I want, tell me how to do this. Tell me how to do that. Tell me how to, and like, these were like really big things that people wanted to, I'm going to call attack during the month of December. This is a good, not a good time to start a really big sort of like attack plan. You know, I'm going to, all of a sudden you're going to jump from not tracking your protein and not really even knowing how much protein you're having, that no matter what, I'm going to do this. And with my calories and my protein and my carbs, I'm gonna watch my sugar, I'm gonna get more fiber. That's a lot. I mean, this is when I talk about being realistic with your life, being realistic with this, with the calendar right now. Okay? Tomorrow's the first day of December. Be really realistic with what's going to be going on in your life during the month of December, right? Get really clear on, in terms of looking at the bariatric surgery guidelines, what you're doing pretty well on, what's going to sustain you through the month of December. Okay, this is sort of good how it's going. I may want to make some changes, but for now it's okay. But those things that you know are really important, and I really would say your protein, your vitamins. If you don't know how much protein, I'd pick that one. And if you're not doing your vitamins, I'd pick that one too. Those are really important. So say you choose those. It's getting in touch with your doctor again or checking your the paperwork they gave you when you had surgery. Vitamins am I supposed to be taking? Do I have a supply? Do I take those at the same time as my calcium? And if they have iron, don't. You've got to separate those. I hear it all the time. Oh, I just take everything at once. You're inhibiting the absorption. So take a look at that. But get clear on just some simple steps that you can take. And the goal is for you to be consistent with those steps. All right. We're looking for consistency. We're looking for being simple and sustainable over the month of December. Don't try to attack everything. And good, Paula, you see a dietitian, she helps so much. That's good, because I'm going to guess, Paula, that you had the awareness that something was going on with your nutrition and you chose to make a really good take care of myself decision by going to see your dietitian. So big hugs and a pause to you. But you don't want to make it so crazy that it's too overwhelming. Look at where we're in the month of December. Keep it simple. Keep it sustainable. All right. What can I really do? This isn't the time to go join a gym. I really don't think it is. It might be the time to start a walking practice or to start doing something, a YouTube video. But maybe to go join a gym and say, I'm going to start going to the gym 5 days a week. Not a good time for that, right? Yeah, we have to be mindful. Right? All right. So keep it simple. Keep it sustainable. When you, whatever you choose, whichever changes or improvements you choose to make over December, don't do too much. So I hope that answers a lot of the emails I got on, okay, well, this is what I want to do. I feel like they were forgetting it's December, everybody. It's not March. It's December, the time of busyness. And maybe you celebrate in different ways and you're thinking, well, I'm not so busy. It's almost like the energy of everybody else who is really busy can sort of impact you too. So let's keep it simple in the month of December and sustainable. All right, next one. So then I hear, because of course you know that I think the most important fundamental bariatric surgery guideline is mental health. So I talk about that a lot. So I got emails and comments about mental health in terms of, I don't want it to suck so much, the holidays. I don't want to like really feel bad about myself. And so what I'd like to introduce to you, for those of you who have not gotten clear on what I call your why, this is like a mini version of how you can get clear on your why. And what I mean by your why, you've probably heard that term, is, you know, when you and I had surgery, we had reasons for having surgery that went beyond probably the weight loss, how many pounds we wanted to lose, the medications, I wanted to no longer be an insulin-dependent diabetic, take all the other myriad of medications I was taking. So we had those, but we also had reasons that weren't scale related or medication related, right? Or numbers related, blood pressure, numbers on the scale. And you probably have heard me say before, I wrote down that I wanted to wear a sundress. I wanted to go hiking with my sons. I wanted to go bike riding at the beach. I wanted to be able to play with my grandchild more and feel good about it and have the energy to do all that. Well, in less than a year, probably except for the hiking, in less than 6 months, I had done everything that was on my list, okay? So the problem becomes if we aren't being consistent with updating our why of why we want to continue to take the very best care of ourselves, those initial reasons, they don't sustain us. They might do it for the first year, but what happens at 3 years or 5 years, right? So we have to keep updating because our health changes. So once you've maybe stabilized your blood pressure or your blood sugars, having good blood pressure is no longer going to be the reason behind why you have to do all of the stuff that we've got to do to take care of ourselves. You've got to get more clear. And what I ask my clients to do, if they watch this, they'll know very well, it's getting clear on, for example, in your why, and I won't go into too much, I want to get back to intention, but I want to wear a size 12. So then I'll ask, what is it that you want to do in that size 12 body that you can't do now? Tell me all the things that you being a size 12, what does that mean in your life? Tell me, walk me through a day of you being a size 12, or walk me through a week and a weekend, a vacation. You being a size 12 means what? How you feel, what you do, where you go, the confidence you have. I want to hear all those details. And that's what we work on when I work one-on-one with you. But today I want to talk about your holiday intention, which is like having a mini version of your why. So I'm going to give you a couple examples. So I had a client who told me that her holiday intention that had nothing to do with weight. That's what I asked them. That was the caveat. Nothing to do with your weight. And it was staying within her budget, her financial budget for the holidays. Because she said nothing was worse than getting that January credit card bill and having overspent and having that feeling of that January credit card bill. So we actually took that intention and got clear on that too. So when I work with people one-on-one, it's not just about weight issues and working through that. It's life issues. So we got clear on all those things. And then we decided how we could carry that over into how she was going to take care of herself. And how did she do that? She looked at staying within her financial budget, and she carried it over into how am I going to stay within my nutrition budget, my fitness budget, my sleep budget, you get what I'm saying, my water budget. And it was getting clear on what her goals were, again, simple and sustainable, for example, say nutrition. And when her girlfriends had come back home for the holidays back in her town, she was the one who had remained in her hometown. It was time for everybody to get together. I guess they do this annually. And she said they were going back and forth about where do you want to get together to eat? I don't know. What do you? And she said, before I had gotten clear, before I had decided that I wanted to stay within my nutrition budget, which for her meant really taking care of herself, enjoying the holidays, but not going crazy with them. She said, before I had empowered myself with that, when I'd gotten clear, she said, I would have said, oh, wherever you want to go. Okay, no boundary, no just, you know, standing up for herself. But she said, I decided to text back in the group message, hey, why don't we go to this place? And she said it was a place that she knew had healthy options for her, where she wasn't putting herself in the position of the burger joint that was bacon cheeseburgers and onion rings. And she said so much of the holidays, it seems like it's not just like the holiday, you know, it's not just this specific day. It's like all the days, and there's so many out to lunch and out to dinner and potlucks and things at work. And she said that, you know, I'm going to put on so much weight if I do that. What she was so proud of, more than the healthy eating choices that she made that night with her girlfriends, was that she stood up for herself and she suggested the healthier restaurant. And that's what happens when we start to make our health a priority, when we take care of ourselves. And she was really, really proud of that. So that carried over into even how she was doing her exercise, staying within that budget, meaning she was flexible, but she knew she had to get in so many days with so many minutes per day. However she did that, and maybe it wasn't getting to the gym that day, maybe it was taking a walk, but she did that. So another one I have is to be, oh goodness, Paula, well, we'll have to talk about that. I just saw your last comment. I had RNY2 in 2011, and I know different things. I've worked with thousands of patients over the last, gosh, I guess I'm at 17 and a half years now. So I understand, and you can email me, and let's see, you know, I'd love to hear more about why, what's going on. So I have another client. Her holiday intention is to be present with my family. And what I asked her to do was to look back. Okay, so if you look back at your other holiday seasons, what was it that you're going, oh, it just didn't feel right? She said, I'm always so busy, and I realize my kids are growing up and I'm not being present with them. So her holiday intention to be present with my family. So again, and like I said, we worked through how she was going to do that in her life, different things we could do there. But then how can she carry that over into how she's taking the very best care of herself throughout the holidays? How to be present. How could she be present with herself for her nutrition? How could she be present for herself with her fitness, with her mental health, with her sleep? And as we were talking about that, she said, you know, if I'm not present and taking care of myself in those moments, she said, when I'm making food choices, healthy food choices, when I'm choosing to take 45 minutes out of my day and exercise, when I'm choosing to pat myself on the back for being able to get so many things done, or to give myself a break when I can't get them done. She said, if I can't be present with myself in those moments, how can I possibly be present with myself for my family? You've heard the aha moments, and you could hear the angels singing. She got it. And it was, you know, I asked the questions, but she got it out. She said, I want to be present with my family. Well, that's not just something we can say and think it's going to magically happen. We've got to put that intention then into thought. We've got to get insight around it and then put those action steps into a plan and be able to work through them and be able to adjust, adapt, and pivot when things come up and get in our way. And so she was able to use that in that being present, taking care of myself in that moment, because she always had that holiday intention ready. And when I say have your holiday intention, same way I do with I say, when I say have, be clear on your why, I want you to write it down. I want you to say it out loud. I want you to record it on your voice memo app, or you can even just hit video record if you don't want to record yourself, just your voice. And I want you to hear yourself say your intention, your why. What is my intention for the holidays? I want to stay within my holiday budget because I want to be present for my family because. And then think about and write down, as I say, you can't just think about it, you have to write it down. Think about it and then write down, what does that look like? And what does that look like, that holiday intention, that broader why for the holiday season for you, what does that look like in terms of how well you take care of yourself, how you're getting clear, how you're following through on steps to take care of yourself? And so as you can see from my two clients, that's what they were able to do with my holiday budget and being present for my family. Because in the end, even the first client following through and wanting to stick to a holiday budget, that's hard to do still if you're not taking care of yourself. Being present with your family, hard to do if you're not taking care of yourself. Pretty much almost anything we try to do, if we're not taking care of ourselves, it's very hard to do. All right, the next thing. Oh, I know, I wanted to add this in talking about intention for the being present with her family. We talked a little more, and she said that when she was talking about, okay, you know, if I'm not present, say for my sleep, so this is a big one. If I'm not present and just, I'm gonna get this much sleep, or just whatever sleep I get, it's gonna have to do because I'm so busy. If I'm not present and really putting time into how I'm going to get that good sleep, I can't be present with my family because I'm so tired and I'm crabby, right? I want to talk a little bit about how I explain to people, weight loss surgery friends and clients, what happens, because I don't believe in the, I'll use the example, oh my gosh, bad carbs are sneaking back into my life. Yeah, that's not true. They may be sneaking back in, but they're not that stealthy. You're bringing that back in. And that's not a comment from me saying that you have some kind of character flaw or that something's wrong with you, but it's not as simple as they're sneaking back in or you're bringing them into the house, you shouldn't have them in the house. And I will never tell a client that either. You can never have cookies in the house. You can never have popcorn or ice cream in the house. So you have to hide them in the garage, or you have to have family members lock them in their car, whatever it is. I'm going to, and at a later date, we'll get into this more, but I'm going to explain just sort of how that works, not just sort of how it works. So at the top here, you know, things happen in our lives, right? It happened to our friends, our family, at work, in the world, on the news, right? So something happens, okay? So you have a situation or a circumstance. And then we have thoughts, because we're humans, that's how we work. We have thoughts about what's happening in our lives, or what we saw in the news, or what we saw a family member post on Facebook, or what a coworker just said, okay? So something happens, a situation, there's a circumstance, and we have a thought about it. And then we have feelings that come up as we're thinking about it. These are emotions, these are physical sensations. So we have thoughts, and then we have feelings. And very often, what those lead to, those feelings that, and this goes both ways, but we're talking about more the stuff that we don't feel so good about, that we're having more negative feelings about it, frustration, anger, sadness, disappointment, okay? So we have feelings about the thoughts, or because of the thoughts, because of the situation that we're aware of. And those feelings, we don't want to feel. Okay, what do we usually know? Who wants to sit? It's great if we want to sit and be happy, right? Woo, I feel happy, I'm elated, this is awesome. I can just sit here and bask in the glory and the glow of feeling really good. That we can do, right? But when we have feelings of sadness, frustration, anger, disappointment, those feelings, who says, oh, I'm just going to sit here and just really enjoy these feelings of anger, or these feelings of frustration, or these feelings of disappointment? That doesn't happen. So what do we tend to do? We tend to numb or distract. We don't want to feel those feelings. And in that moment, or in those moments when we don't want to feel those feelings, it's very hard to take the best care of ourselves, right? So what often happens then, the next part of that equation is we either do something that we hadn't planned on doing, like stopping at the gas station when we get gas and also picking up a bag of mini donuts or a bag of chips, or we don't do something we had planned on doing. Well, I planned on eating that grilled chicken and the vegetables that I made from last night that were left over, I planned on eating those tonight for dinner, but I'm going to order a pizza instead. Because we don't want to feel the feelings of what's going on. And it doesn't even have to be something that just happened. Sometimes we're not even aware of that it's something that happened last week that is still sitting there. It's still sitting there. All you know is you're feeling kind of, and you don't want to feel it. And you're sitting in the parking lot of the gym and you're like, ugh, the last thing I want to do is go into the gym. Hey, let's go to Starbucks and get a frappuccino because that makes you happy. Or the donuts or the chips that don't make you, they give you that brief moment of happiness, but they also numb or distract you from the physical sensations and the emotions that you're feeling as a result of the thoughts, as a result of what you're thinking about the situation. My clients and my weight loss surgery friends know this, call it a tree, or know this pattern by now. And that's how they work on, you know, if they're standing, I always say if they're standing in the kitchen at 10 p.m. at night and you had a really well-balanced, healthy dinner and you've had plenty of water and plenty of sleep and you've had a prayer meditation practice that day and you took a nice long walk and you're going through that list and you're like, I did all the things that I know are the things to do to take care of myself. And you're still standing in the kitchen at 10 p.m. looking through the cupboards for something to munch on. Got to ask yourself, what's going on? And sometimes that's hard to do. That's why I work with people one-on-one. We figure out what's going on. But that's a good place for you to have awareness. What's going on? Why am I standing in the kitchen at 10 p.m. looking for crackers or chips or popcorn or something? What am I doing? Why am I standing here? Or you come home because you drove right by the gym on your way home from work, even though you were going to go do 30 minutes on the treadmill, and you come home and you're sitting in the driveway at home going, why didn't I go to the gym? What's going on? Why didn't I want to do that? Why didn't I want to take care of myself? So you can see there's a lot of inquiry, personal inquiry as to what happened. Sometimes that's hard to do. So when I'm working with people one-on-one, then that's me talking about it. And by me asking questions, sometimes we can find out And the client doesn't even realize she drove right by the gym because somebody at 10 a.m. in the morning, a coworker made a little comment about a report she had done, and she really took it to heart. She really took it. It really hurt her because she had put so much time into a report. She said she thought she'd put it out of her mind all day, but it was really just sitting there. And then what does that lead to? She drove right by the gym on the way home. Okay. So that's how that pattern works. All right. So I explained that, and we're just about up. But so what I wanted to do today was, again, talk about the challenges we have. I'm going to recap for you. Okay. Number one, we talked about, we don't want whatever didn't go as well as he would have liked it to during Thanksgiving to impact you negatively, that you either have fear of going into the holidays like that you're so afraid of it that you're like, and you're like, you know, it's too much for you to even like think about, right? And then if we're not even thinking about it and getting clear on it, how can you make a good plan, a realistic plan? We want you to look back at Thanksgiving and be able to say, okay, not just back, remember, write it down, and go back and get clear on, okay, choose a few things. What didn't work so well and why? And what can I do differently during December so that doesn't happen again? I want to feel better. Number two, we went over the don't just survive the holidays, thrive during the holidays. And then I learned that some people emailed me, and I found out from one in particular who said she didn't join because she didn't want to be held accountable during the month of December because she felt she already wasn't doing very well taking care of herself, and she wasn't ready to make that commitment and have people ask her about it. Accountability is what we're doing during the month of December. So we're doing it again in January. If that's a better time for you, I totally get that. Number three, whatever you're doing to take care of yourself in December, keep it simple. Make sure it's sustainable. Keep it sweet, simple, and sustainable so you can be successful with these things. Four S's. Because you don't want to take on all of a sudden joining a new gym and say, I'm going to go 5 days a week. Be realistic about the calendar. It's December. Be realistic about your schedule, all right? And keep the new things you're going to do simple, sweet, and sustainable, right? Number four, we talked about instead of, I always have people have their big why for what they're doing long term. But in December, you can choose to have a holiday intention. What is your intention for the holidays? And I gave the example of one client not wanting to go outside of her holiday budget because she feared having that big credit card bill in January. Well, your intention, how she rolled that over to your intention could be how to stay within your holiday budget for nutrition, for fitness, for water, and everything else you need to do to take care of yourself. How can I take care of myself? So again, you can wake up in January feeling good that you stayed within your take care of myself budget, because you took care of yourself, you know, and you had some boundaries. And also another client who said she wanted to be present for her family, and she could only do that, she realized, her big aha, if she was present for herself in her nutrition, in her fitness, in her exercise, in her water, in her vitamins, in her mental health, and her sleep. Because how can you be present for your family if you're not present for yourself? All right. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope that if you have any questions or comments, even if you're watching this after, I'll be checking it, let me know. And again, you're always free to email me. I know that I've learned, obviously, over the years that our weight issues, our challenges, our struggles, and especially after we've had weight loss surgery, the big kahuna of how to lose weight, that it can sometimes be embarrassing, and which is why I know I get so many emails and not everybody feels comfortable posting comments. Because it's hard for them, because they do feel like they failed. I don't think you failed. And if you feel like you failed, you haven't. The fact that you had the guts to have surgery, you wanted to take care of yourself in that way, the fact that you show up here, that you're even emailing me or commenting or showing up in the group or telling me that after you listen to the Fresh Approach podcast that you're showing up for yourself and trying something new, that takes guts. You are not a failure. You are definitely not a failure because you keep showing up for yourself. You keep on wanting to learn more, and you're ready, as I say, for a fresh approach, saying, maybe there is something else out there for me. You know, I don't. And again, I do want to say, I should probably add this. I do want to say I had some people asking me, well, I want you to tell me how to do the pouch reset. You will never hear me tell you how to do the pouch reset. There are, I think, a lot of Facebook groups, weight loss surgery Facebook groups that do talk about that, and websites. You will never hear me talk about it because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. My surgeon doesn't believe in it. It's a temporary fix for a long-term journey situation that you've got going on. So any kind of fad thing, which I believe the pouch reset is, and I've said this before, if your doctors put you on the keto diet, then by all means, you always follow your doctor's instructions. But if that's just something, oh, I think this will work for me. If it's not sustainable for you, if it's not something you're going to do for the long term, I don't ever think that it's a good idea to put time and energy into working on something so hard that you only plan on doing for 2 weeks because you need a jump start. When if you put that same amount of energy and focus and time and love into creating a plan for yourself, that is something you'll be doing the whole year for the and being really willing to adjust and adapt, not just the whole year, but for your life, that's where your time and your energy needs to be. Not on learning the pouch reset, not on finding out the latest fad on how to do, well, if you just go back to all liquids for a couple weeks, then that'll jumpstart you. And it's temporary. Because is that sustainable? If it's, ask yourself, is this simple and sustainable? If it's not sustainable, what are you doing it for? Ooh, that was my little come to Jesus moment at the very end. Because I hear it all the time. And let's talk about working on the stuff that really will sustain you. Number one, mental health. Mental health, which includes your emotional and spiritual health too. Right? Your emotional and spiritual health too. All right, I have gone over, which I tend to do, because once I start talking, it's hard for me to stop, because I love what I do. Can you tell? I love what I do, and I really love sharing that information, and especially what I learned from my weight loss surgery friends and my clients with you, too, because I haven't experienced everything. I mean, I'm a surgery patient myself. It's over 10 years now. I've been in the field for 17-plus years, so I've worked with thousands of patients, and I've had it myself. And I still don't know everything. I will never claim to know everything in every situation because that's impossible. We're all unique. But we can learn from one another because there are things that are similar. So we can learn. We can always make improvements and take what somebody else is doing. I'm working with that on my clients right now. What is somebody else doing? And you can say, I like that. My life isn't exactly like hers or my tastes are different. But how can I sort of adapt that and bring that into my own life? Because there's some elements about that that I like. So that's what I like about sharing stories from clients and weight loss surgery friends. How can you adapt that and bring it into your own life so that we can really, that's how we can also support each other. Right? All right. I hope you're having a lovely day, whatever you're doing. And we're going to be talking again, hopefully next week. I'll put that out on the page. And again, wherever you are, I hope you're safe and having a lovely day. So love, light, and grace to you.